This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Reds lost to the Cardinals on Friday night in St. Louis. Final score 2-0. The Cardinal victory combined with a Brewers loss means St. Louis has moved into first place now in the National League Central. Cincinnati committed two errors in the first inning. That resulted in a pair of Cardinal runs, and those runs were the only blemish on Luis Castillo's pitching performance. He threw six innings of six-hit, two-run baseball. St. Louis starter Andre Pallante really held the Reds at bay. They loaded the bases in the first and put a couple of runners on in the third, but that was it, over five and a third innings of work. And Cincinnati loaded the bases again in the eighth inning, but again failed to cross the plate. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Jed. Tough one tonight, Chris. Those errors early came back to haunt the Reds in the end in this one.
You know, Tommy, sometimes all you have to do is play good fundamental baseball and you win ball games. And things were going bad for Luis Castillo in that inning where he gave up a couple of runs. He got, you know, maybe some calls by the umpire that he didn't agree with that looked like to us that there were strikes. But you can't turn around and play bad defense just because of that. And the Reds had played, you know, just a little bit better defense, this game might be still going on.
Yeah, there's a very real possibility of that. The other thing that could have changed things is taking advantage of opportunities on offense. Twice the Reds left the bases loaded.
Yeah, they did, and they got those bases loaded really by base on ball. So the Cardinals did give them opportunities, even though the Reds collected only four hits on the night. It's still tough, though. I mean, the Reds have lost now three in a row. They lost a tough one yesterday, giving up four runs in the ninth inning. They couldn't get their offense going tonight. They got to dig down now and try to, you know, the old saying about getting that cool drink of water by digging a little deeper in the well. I think that's what David Bell's crew has to do here tonight.
Should be a fun matchup in the ball game tomorrow. Hunter Green going against the veteran Adam Wainwright. You'll have more on that coming up later on. Yet back to you.
Thanks, Tommy. Highlights right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Reds are shut out by the Cardinals on Friday night, 2-0, and now to the highlights. The Reds loaded the bases in the first inning thanks to a Brandon Drury single and a couple of walks, but St. Louis starter Andre Pallante got out of the inning without a run scoring. The Cardinals did score in the bottom of the first, and it was the Reds' defense that betrayed starter Luis Castillo. With two outs, Castillo walked Paul Goldschmidt. Nolan Arenado was next up.
And there's a little looper out into short right field. Reynolds can't get to it. It falls for a hit. In comes Aquino, and he will throw behind the runner at first, and now the ball gets away, and a run's going to score. Aquino threw behind the runner Arenado at first, and he threw it into the runner, and Votto couldn't get it. Ball getting away, and scoring from third base is Goldschmidt, 1-0 Cardinals.
Tyler O'Neill then came to the plate.
Pitch is a high chopper down the third baseline. Fair territory, fielded by Drury. Low throw, and it bounces by Votto into the camera well, and another run will score. Ball bouncing out of play on the error by Drury. Back-to-back errors, and it's 2-0 St. Louis.
After the first, Luis Castillo really cruised. He gave up a couple of hits in the third, another in the sixth, but that was it. Here's his pitching line. Six innings, six hits, two runs, one earned, one walk, three strikeouts, 102 pitches, 67 of those for strikes. In the bottom of the seventh, Jeff Hoffman walked Tommy Edman with one out. Edman stole second base. Nolan Gorman was at the plate, and it looked like St. Louis was going to score again, but Aristides Aquino came up big.
Awaits a 2-2. Swung on. That's a shot to right field. Here comes Aristides Aquino sliding and makes the catch. Well, that ball was hooking, humping, and sliding. Aristides Aquino comes in, is able to make a catch. It's a very difficult play for the Reds right fielder. But he was able to put it out for out number two.
The Reds offense simply couldn't get anything done against Andre Pallante. As I mentioned, he loaded the bases in the first. He gave up a couple of more hits in the third, but that was it. He pitched 5 1/3 scoreless innings. Hennessy Cabrera took over in the sixth. He ended up throwing an inning and 2/3 shutout baseball. Giovanni Gallegos took over in the eighth for St. Louis. He walked the bases loaded, but then got Kyle Farmer to end the threat.
And Farmer pops it up on the infield. The shortstop moves under it. Edmund right next to the mound makes the catch. Side retired. For the second time tonight, the Reds leave the bases loaded.
Ryan Helsley came on in the ninth. He pitched a 1-2-3 inning, and the Reds lose 2-0. Here are the totals. For St. Louis, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 7 left on base. Cincinnati, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 8. Pallante, the winner, 2-0. Castillo, the loser, 2-4. Helsley, save number 4. No home runs in the game. 2 hours and 47 minutes. 45,009 on hand at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
Obviously a tough night for your offense tonight.
Yeah, really good start by their starter. Threw good relievers at us. In the first, we loaded him up, Mark Reynolds at a line driver at the right fielder. In the eighth, off Gallegos, I thought we had some real nice at-bats. 3 walks, doesn't typically walk guys. Gave us the opportunity, but you know, the times that we did hit the ball hard, right at their outfielders. So made it tough to get anything going throughout the game.
First inning, it obviously bit you. Didn't do yourself any favors there with a couple defensive gaffes.
Yeah, you know, Aquino, you know, we reward him when he makes great plays,
right,
and keeps runs off the board. So we can't knock it or punish it when he tries to make a play.
Right.
You know, so we want our guys to play free, unafraid to make mistakes, you know, make plays. That's how we've kind of created a really good situation with our defense. Same with Brandon, you know, the one playing really deep right there with a runner on second base, and you know, he's been playing outstanding at third base. So we just want our guys to keep making plays and stay aggressive. And, so, you know, unfortunately, it's part of the game. Louis was great, you know, excellent in every way. Good fastball, great slider tonight. Changeup was outstanding. So he's had several starts in a row now, and he's been really, really good.
Was able to rebound from that first inning he was, and seemed like he was getting squeezed a little bit at times. Could have got out of the first inning if he got the right call.
Yeah, I didn't really take a look. Too close of a look at that. I know there were some close pitches for sure, but you know, he definitely kept his composure, kept making pitches. That's just he's fun to watch. Yeah, he can really pitch, and it's been like I said, he's been keeping this going, you know, consistently for several starts now. You know, our starting rotation continues to be strong.
Saturday, it's game 2 of the 3-game series. On the mound for Cincinnati is Hunter Green. He is 3-7. Adam Wainwright goes to the mound for St. Louis. He is 5-4. We're on the air with the pregame show at 1:45. First pitch is scheduled for 2:15. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Cardinals shut out the Reds 2-0. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.